Okay, there's just one thing to do. I'm just going to rip this off. Colin Bissett's in to talk about the Band-Aid.
Clumsiness is seldom seen as a virtue, but in the case of the Band-Aid sticking plaster, it's the reason why we have these handy little helpers. Earl Dixon was a cotton buyer for Johnson & Johnson, which had been making gauze bandages since the 1880s. Earl's wife, Josephine, was something of a whirlwind around the house, which often left her with small cuts and grazes. Earl gradually became fed up with dressing her minor wounds and came up with the idea of sticking pieces of gauze on a length of sticky tape so that Josephine could cut off whatever she required and apply it herself. They realised others might find this useful, and so Earl took the idea to his boss, James Johnson. In 1921, the company started selling an 18-inch roll of bandage with an absorbent centre and sticky edges on one side, calling it Band-Aid. It still needed to be cut to shape, so in 1924, the company started selling small individual strips, which were perfect for fingers. Sales were small too, and tins of them were sent out free to the Boy Scouts Association, the natural home of cuts, grazes and blisters. They were also put into the first aid packs given to servicemen heading into World War II, and that fuelled a sudden leap in their popularity. In 1921, a German company called Hansaplast also launched its own version of the adhesive dressing, and Britain followed in 1929 with the launch of Elastoplast. One innovation was to have the sticking plaster coiled around a core in a tin, like sticky tape for the office, so that you pulled out however much you needed. By the 1950s, few houses in the developed world didn't possess at least one form or other of sticking plasters. Playful designs printed with flags or cartoon characters were added to appeal to children, and Band-Aid plasters were taken to the moon in 1969 as part of the Apollo mission. Band-Aid came under fire in the 1960s for marketing the plasters as flesh-coloured, meaning pink. People with differently coloured skin begged to differ. A political cartoon of the time quipped, "White is a flesh-coloured Band-Aid." In 1998, a brand called Ebon-Aid was launched with a range of colours to suit African-American skin tones, but sales were low and the company soon folded. As every child knows, applying a plaster will always make things better. But the name Band-Aid has passed into generic use, often describing a temporary intervention that covers up something more serious. In 1984, Bob Geldof named a group of musicians Band-Aid when they released a fundraising song for the Ethiopian famine. Who knew that cutting a finger might eventually feed the world?